T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have been doing a version of this one, and I am far, far from the first one to do it. But we've had fun with this going back to the days at the Fan. When we're talking about Valentine's Day, and when we're looking to laugh a little bit, we have a pair of tickets to see Kiss with David Lee Roth. And let's hope David Lee Roth is singing a lot better this night than he has been on some of these videos recently. But a chance to see Kiss and Diamond Dave coming up soon, Dan. That's why this is so good. A lot of times we'll give out tickets here on the station. 2027, the Eagles are coming back for their 19th farewell concert. We got a pair of tickets. This is February 24th. This is 10 days away. Yeah. This is outstanding. So you can win a pair of tickets. You have to contribute, though. So, hold on. Oh, shit. I was gonna punch him up. That's okay. Lock him up. If you call here just to win tickets and you don't know the basis of the contest, I'm going to track you down, and I'm going to flatten your tires. Is that okay? And Dan's going to help.
Seems reasonable, yeah.
And Dan's going to help. We are going to track you down and flatten two of your four tires. Maybe if it's a bike, both tires. Scooter, whatever it might be, that tiny little tire. You have to listen. Contest whores, we don't want you. I need to win. I don't know why I'm calling, but they said call, so I'll call. Those folks also might get tased. Here's the deal. It's Valentine's Day. We are breaking that story. And we want to hear Valentine's Day disaster stories. I need to have a glass of water here, Dan.
So the kind of story where you have these wonderful plans with your loved one, with your significant other, and something goes horribly, horribly awry.
You nailed it. Now, we want humor.
We don't want anybody to die.
We don't want, we were out of Valentine's Day and we found out, you know, Dave had leukemia and then he died a week later. Those are much more monumental, more significant stories. And I'm very sorry that happened, but we're looking for a little fun. We're looking for a little lighthearted. It could be this year. It could be something that fell apart this year, Dan.
Sure.
You can open up the phone lines now. We can open it up. So we want you to call in at 651-989-9226 if you have a Valentine's Day disaster story. Do not call in and say, hey, I heard it's a contest, so I'm just going to call in. We thank you for listening. But you're really not listening, because it's kind of a two-part thing. I'm not the biggest fan of the eighth caller. I'm not the biggest fan of the 11th caller. I get it. People do it. I'd rather do something, and it also brings something to the show itself, including a little bit of humor, right, where we can have some fun with it. We've all had some sort of Valentine's Day disaster. Maybe we were the one who planned it. Maybe we were the one who was on the receiving end of the disaster. So we have one line available right now at 651-989-9226. Dan's going to grab the other line that's filling up right now. We also will accept, Dan, texts.
Yes.
It's harder to win through the text. It's not impossible, but it's probably going to be a multi-part text, or your core profis. You can get to a complicated topic and you can distill it down in simple words to convey what is taking place. Here's what I want us to do, Dan. We're going to take the earliest break possible, and then we're going to run a bunch of calls.
Okay.
What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Let's do that. So, Kathy, Mark, Teresa, and Chris, and just remember, I'm your host, and until 11:30, I didn't realize the shirt I was wearing was inside out. And Dan Cook, you didn't realize either because you talked to me multiple times.
I only realized that at 2:09 and 55 seconds.
And this long sleever, which I really like, but I went to put something in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's my pocket?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, inside out.
Yeah.
So I could blame you, too.
You could.
Ryan talked to me.
Yeah. I'd be much more interested in you blaming Ryan.
You would be.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the fact that I put this on? Well, I mean, here's my minor excuse.
Yeah.
I grabbed it out of the clothes. But I'm a master, by the way, at this one.
Mm-hmm.
Carla and others will back this up. Folding clothes, putting in laundry basket, and then leaving them there for perpetuity.
Oh, sure,
right?
Yeah.
We were running a little late today, getting Q out to the bus stop, and I wanted him just to be out there as short as time as possible. So I grabbed this, grabbed my coat, and ran out there. Still no valid excuse, right?
Oh, it's totally a valid excuse.
Yeah.
Anytime you're rushed like that, you're not thinking straight.
I'm an adult, and I can't put my shirt on the proper way.
You know, I'm just going to have a real hard time giving you too much of a hard time for that.
I'm going to give myself pretty hard time because I think...
Well, and that's part of the reason I have a difficult time, I think.
Yeah, I think an adult should be able to put his or her shirt on.
Well, you do 99.9% of the time.
Probably under.
You're in a rush.
Yeah, probably
stuff under. Happens.
All right, let's do this. We'll make it quick. We want your Valentine's Day disaster stories. 651-989-9226. The Outstate line is available right now. I never say that number because there's no such thing as an Outstate line anymore.
Right.
What is our Outstate number?
866-989-9226.
Okay, so you could get in on that.
Yeah,
you
could.
That's the one line that's available. And you can also text us at the same number.
Yes.
Back with your Valentine's Day disaster stories as you're vying to win good tickets to see Kiss in their 747th farewell tour. They're fun, though. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I've had a chance to see them. They still are very, very entertaining. We're back in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's an odd sound they're making right there. I guess it's love. That's the sound they're making. All right, here's what we're doing. We're lines are full right now, but as soon as somebody drops off, we're going to try to get to 7 or 8 calls here. Valentine's Day disaster stories. The best one, the funniest one, the one that stands out the most. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Kiss, and David Lee Roth coming up 10 days from now at the X, where the sound is still great. All right. Kathy is first. Kathy, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Well, hi there. So my story is a romantic disaster and a romantic moment with my boyfriend and calling him the wrong name.
Come on now.
Whoops.
Come on.
Oops. I know. Stick to Jim. Just everybody's got to be Jim.
Everybody's got to be Jim. Okay.
Yeah.
This is. I mean, Dan, we may have a potential winner, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough
right
one to
from
talk.
Jump Street, wherever Jump Street might be. Kathy, how far into the relationship were you at this point?
Like 9 months.
9 months. Okay.
It was done after that.
Are we talking sex? Are we talking kissing? What are we talking here when the name was said?
Oh, no. Romantic moment.
Well, those are romantic moments.
Yeah, those are romantic. Yes. Yeah. So just a romantic moment and...
You called the dude the other name.
Yeah, you called him like in a moment of passion or just like matter of fact?
There you go.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
What was non-Jim's reaction?
That's not my name.
Yep.
Yeah.
And did Jim leave right then?
No, just it killed the moment. It was done.
Yeah, I would think.
That would do it.
Did you say, hey, that's my nickname for you?
Yeah, Pumpkin.
Always go with the nickname.
Pumpkin. Kathy, that's a strong opener.
That's a strong opener.
We appreciate that. Mark, go ahead. You're on WCCO, home of the Twins.
Hey, that was a great chat. Great show, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, I was only about 19, 20 years old, and this is long before cell phones. I just went on the second date with this girl, wanted to impress her. I asked a buddy of mine who was driving limo part-time and if he could kind of help me up, pick us up and drop us off. And
sounds
pick
good.
Us up three hours later. So I had all arranged. Well, that evening I was starting not to feel too good, so I downed a bunch of cold medicine and Tylenol and whatnot. And he picks me up. We go pick her up, and I'm starting to feel a little queasy, but I was going to tough it out.
Yep.
He drops us off at the restaurant, and he takes off, and I told him to come back about 3.5 hours later. We sit down, and we started to order, and, oh, man, my stomach was really starting to get to me. You come back with a little shrimp and this and that. And before I knew it, I lost it right at the table.
Oh.
And she wanted nothing to do with me. And I go, well, let's go. Well, I went to reach for my billfold. Well, I left it in my jacket and in my buddy's limo. And I go, can I borrow $50 to pay for this here? And she wanted nothing to do with it. She walked out, left me there.
She left you there with vomit and an unpaid bill.
Can you imagine that? How rude.
Yeah. Listen, people get sick. I mean, I blame her for that. I'm sorry. You were trying to gut it out for her. And now you didn't throw up on her, did you?
No, I just threw up in the bowl of little soup and, you know, try to hide it with the napkin.
Wait. So she sees it. And then you think you can go to the napkin, or you didn't think she saw it, and you thought you could hide it there?
Well, she saw it, but I was just trying to contain it.
He's just being polite.
It was kind of a lot.
Mark, what's her name?
Mark.
No, what's her name?
Oh, Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn. You're better than that, Lynn. Come on. All right. Thank you, Mark. We have phone numbers for everybody here. 651-989-9226. Teresa, can I ask you this? Let's say you're on a second date, and you like the first date, and that's why you went on the second date, and the individual throws up right in front of you. Are you going to show some compassion, or are you running for the door like Lynn did?
Probably some compassion.
Yes, thank you. That's a good way to go.
She hesitated for a second there.
She said probably. She said probably. She didn't guarantee it, which is honest. All right, what do you have for us, Teresa?
Well, this was an ex-boyfriend now.
Okay.
Notorious for regifting presents that he'd won from work.
Adam Carter?
And so, no, his name was not Adam.
Yeah.
But so for this particular Valentine's Day, he regifted me hedge trimmers, and we have no hedges, and he took me to a Ducks Unlimited banquet for dinner.
Are you sure that's not Adam? I mean, that really sounds like Adam. A Ducks Unlimited dinner. When I think of romance, I think of Ducks Unlimited. There's just no doubt about it.
I mean, Adam's on ice fishing today, so that would be right up his alley.
And how did you react to this, Teresa?
Well, it was just kind of like, well, it's him, so we've been together for a long time, so it's like, well, it's better than nothing.
Okay. Did you guys come to an end fairly soon after that?
No, it actually went on for a few more years until he cheated on me with someone from work.
From work?
From where he worked.
Where he was getting the gifts. Maybe met this person at Ducks Unlimited.
No, I usually had gone with him to those up until then.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a fairly poor choice for Valentine's. Other days of the week, any other time of the year would be fine. But
sure.
Valentine's Day, probably not.
No. Three strong ones so far. Thank you, Teresa.
There's a regifting joke there at the end, and I'm not going to go there.
651-989-9226. Chris Mobile. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Well.
Good. Say, back in 93, my wife and I had just recently gotten engaged, went out for Valentine's Day, and we were both still in college, and of course, college kids don't have a lot of money, so this was kind of a big deal to be able to go out for dinner.
Yeah?
Go out for dinner. A few hours later, we both come down with food poisoning.
Oh.
Food poisoning knows how terrible that is.
It is awful. if you haven't had it in a while, I sound like I'm wishing that you are reminded, but As someone who's battled the flu a couple times this winter, for the first time in my life, I've had it twice. I'd rather have the flu than food poisoning.
Yeah.
Food poisoning is painful.
Yes.
Yes, it is very miserable. The thing is, the bonus out of it is we no longer celebrate Valentine's Day, so I don't have to buy any flowers or any gifts.
Yeah. So because of that story, you guys just bypass this one.
Correct. Yep. We just skip Valentine's Day, and we're still married. So.
Well, it's worked out. And have you either one of you had food poisoning since then?
No.
No. That's good. Thank you. Not all excellent.
Yes.
We're looking for a few more Valentine's Day disaster stories. All of them stand out, but one of them will be the winner. And the winner will get a pair of tickets to see Kiss with David Lee Roth as the opening act, and it's coming up 10 days from now. So if you want to chime in through a phone call, 651-989-9226. Mike is calling in. Go ahead, Mike. You're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Hi, guys. Thanks for bringing back these traumatizing things.
Exactly. We're going to have to offer everybody therapy after this.
Yeah. I met this woman, and she, this is years ago. We went to a dinner down here on Nicollet. There was a real fancy French restaurant.
Sure.
We were having a nice time, and our busboy came by about halfway through the meal, and somehow I had no idea that she was wearing one, but somehow he, walking by, snagged her wig. And it came off.
Oh, that's tremendous.
And, she was pretty upset. She was also, bald.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Like a cue ball.
So did she get mad at you, too? And, like, what was your reaction? Did you?
I kind of looked like, I don't know, like Alfalfa and the Little Rascals, where his eyes get real big. I was kind of shocked, but she kind of composed herself and
put the wig back on.
Yeah.
That's good.
From then on, my pet name for her was Cupie Doll.
And I take it
she was cool with that.
I take it the relationship didn't go that long.
It went for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, alopecia. It's a
legitimate condition, actually.
Yeah,
is. Thank you, Mike. All right, three more calls. Terry is mobile. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah. Hello, Chad.
Yes.
I got a deal that happened to me. This was with my second wife.
Okay.
And it's Valentine's Day, and we're at our favorite restaurant, and I had made the decision I was going to get down on one knee and propose.
Got it.
So. We're in the restaurant. We're towards the end of the situation, and I get out of the booth and I come sit down and get on one knee and I ask her to be my forever, and she comes back with, "Well, I have conditions." And that
what?
Been
a, that's a good sign.
I have conditions, and it's like, well, that should have been a red flag right from the beginning.
Yeah.
But
What were the conditions?
Well, she wanted to wait another 8 months before she would do a final commitment to anything. And
what, it's kind of a layaway plan?
Yeah, it kind of seems that way, right?
I guess. But, so I finally said to her, I said, "How long are you going to leave me down here? Is this a yes or a no?"
Yeah.
So, she finally said yes. But then, 8 years later, she meets some guy in a plane between here and Chicago, and I guess that was the end of the condition.
Oh, what a jackass she
that
is.
That wasn't on
Jerry.
The list.
Wasn't on the list.
Yeah, so. No. I don't. Are you sure it wasn't in the fine print that you didn't check out, Terry?
You know, I don't know. And it was funny because towards the end of this deal, the waiter brings over a treat, and it was a guy saying that he was proud of what we had done, and it turned out he had sent this He comes over to the table and he says, "No, to the waiter, that's for that table over there."
No. Terry, I think life was giving you a lot of signs that night, Terry.
Yeah,
perfect.
Well,
thank you so much for the phone call. You're definitely in the mix. Adam, is this Adam Carter?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thought he was maybe checking in from ice fishing. What's on your mind, right, sir?
I had a blind date back in the late 90s with another couple.
Yep.
And we went out for sushi, and we just sat at the bar, and the chef was having us try new and things a little more than my comfort zone could handle.
Yep.
And I was the designated guinea pig out of the four of us. And when it came to raw squid, I was trying to pass on it. And the chef, anyway, just kept yelling, round sake. And then a waitress would bring over two shots of sake,
sure. And
me and the chef would do one. And I was thinking, I can drink sake all day long. Nope. Turns out I couldn't. I ate the squid, and by the end of the night, my blind date drove me home and helped me get in the door.
Mm. Yeah. Did you vomit like one of the stories earlier?
I did not. When I heard that guy, I thought, well, I didn't have any puking involved, so I don't know if I'm a contender. But needless to say, it was a blind date and done.
Yeah, that was not a long relationship.
When she has to carry you in, that's too much.
Not a good one. Thank you, Adam. Carol, last caller. Go ahead, Carol.
Good afternoon. This has to do with ice fishing. Valentine's Eve, I had just come from work, all dressed in my suit. And my boyfriend and I were making love in the fish house, and all of a sudden the door swung open and all of his buddies were standing there laughing.
Oh. And
we are basically stark naked. And I just freaked out, and my boyfriend, who's now my husband, we could just kind of, he grabbed the door, and they're all standing there laughing, and he slammed the door, and we got dressed, and I laughed, and I thought, oh, my God. And to this day, and this was like 15 years ago, the story is still told in the
community. Oh, yeah. That's not a story. Now, did they open the door and knew what was going on, or they opened the door and they had no idea what was going on?
I think they knew what was going on because they saw my car out there, and they're like, oh, he's out there with his new girl. Let's see what they're doing.
Well, they saw.
Yeah, they did. I don't think they were limited in what they saw in any way, Carol.
No, they weren't limited at all.
Yeah. Do you still go to that fish house?
Yes. But we have a lock now.
Yeah, I'm saying. Have you made any adjustments?
Maybe two locks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good locking system. Nobody's going to get in there if we don't want them in.
Very funny. Thank you, Carol. All right, let's do this. Let's pause. Dan, I'll talk a little bit during the break.
We'll confer.
We'll come up with a winner. We'll let you know about the winner. We'll obviously let the winner know. And we'll also have a conversation with my father that I recorded early in the day. Thanks for participating. Again, don't forget, Kiss at the X. If you don't win, that concert with David Lee Roth as the opening act is coming up Monday, the 24th. Many, many contenders. We decided to go with Teresa. Remember, Teresa was the one who would always get gifts from her husband from work. Re-gifting. So he would get something at work, and then she would get something. Then on Valentine's Day, where would they go? To a Ducks Unlimited event. And then in the end, her now ex-husband, speaking of re-gifting, he was re-gifting, so to speak, with another woman at work.
Whoops.
So Teresa is the winner. A lot of good contenders, and I really appreciate everybody for pitching in and helping out. That was fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.